The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
We're tied, full court pressure. Kearney Catholic gets it into John Masker. Left hand dribble, outlet pass, front court. Holtmeyer, 4 seconds. He'll kick it out. Cam Moore, Moore down the lane. Right hand scoop shot is up and in, and Kearney Catholic wins at the buzzer. Cam Moore's driving layup down the right side of the lane is up and in, and the Stars win it.
Tonight is the semifinals of the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament in Hastings, as Kearney Catholic takes on the Adams Central Boys and Ord Lady Chanticleers. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
They'll get it into Messbarger. Clear it out. Michelle will bring it into the front court with 10. Left-hand dribble brings it to the wing. Gives it off to Colling. Colling dribbles into the triple team. Back to Messbarger. Out to Teal. Drop step. Going to put a 19-footer on the way. And it is good. And that'll end the quarter.
In tonight's boys game, top seed Adams Central looks to stay undefeated in conference play and defend their home court. On the girls' side, defending champion and top seed Kearney Catholic looks to continue their recent dominance. It's the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next, but first, the new Deck Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from new Deck Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Adams Central High School. The Luplat Conference Tournament semifinals for 2015 are about ready to begin. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, as the Adams Central Patriots, the number one seed on the boys' side, ranked ninth in Class B with a record of 16-2, are taking on the Kearney Catholic Stars, who, after a 5-6 start to the season, have won 7 of their last 8, including a buzzer-beating 50-48 win over Ravenna last night, and they are 12-7 on the season. The first meeting of the year, the regular season meeting between these two, is always their final contest of the regular season. Now, because of the snowstorm, the Luplat Conference does not play their play-in games on Saturday, so everything was pushed back, and the two gyms here at Adams Central will have the semifinals of the boys going on at the same time. Wood River and Ord, the 2 and 3 seeds, will be tipping off as well. Then the girls will play. We will have the Kearney Catholic Ord game here at 8 o'clock, while St. Paul and Centura will meet for the second week in a row in the other girls' semifinal. And really the only upset last night was St. Paul's girls knocking off Adams Central. Kearney Catholic's boys a slight upset, the 5-4. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference Boys semifinals are just getting underway at the Viero Event Center in Kearney, and you can hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM. Our radio games are also available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, Kearney Catholic will be the visiting team here this evening. They will not change their lineup from what they've done mostly all season long. Number 10 is a 5'11" junior, Tyler Mestel. Number 13 is a 5'11" sophomore in Zach Jackson. Number 14 is a 5'11 sophomore, Brady Holtmeyer. That should be a senior for Zach Jackson. That's a misprint here on the program. Number 22 is a 6'2" senior, John Masker. And number 23 is a 5'9 senior, Harrison Pierce. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Scott Carlin, assisted by Don Lease, A.J. Landon, Bob Langan, Alex Leeson, Matt Johnson. Kearney Catholic, 12-7 on the season. For Adams Central, number 10, 6'1 junior, Garrett Sittner. Number 14, a 6'1 sophomore, and the leading scorer, David Boland. Number 20, 5'10 junior, Connor Nelson. Number 22, 5'10 junior, Kyler Wormstadt. And number 50, 6'6 senior, Evan Lindblad. The head coach of the Adams Central Patriots is Zach Foster, assisted by Zeb Noyd, Tom Schlechten, Nolan Samuelson, Chris Bartels, and Garth Walbridge. Adams Central is 16-2 on the season. They are ranked number 9 in Class B. The boys are B, the girls are C1 here at Adams Central. Adams Central's two losses this year came just a little over a week ago to Grand Island Central Catholic in overtime and in the Bennington Holiday Tournament to Bennington, 67-53. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Again, Wood River and Ord will be going on in the older gym here at Adams Central, where they played the last time that there was a tournament here at AC. And our next game will be Kearney Catholic and Ord Girls. The finals tomorrow, boys at 4, the girls at 6. The consolation games will be held at the same time tomorrow in the secondary gym. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Wishing the players, coaches, and all the fans the best of luck in tonight's game. And we'll tip off the boys' semifinals of the 2015 Lou Platt Conference Tournament right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to the entire crew here, Ed Shagrew, Bill Carlin, father of Kearney Catholic, Coach Scott Carlin, and the many, many folks that always help us out when we are at Adams Central High School here in Hastings. Adams Central will be wearing the white uniforms with the red and blue trim, the traveling green with gold trim from Kearney Catholic. The Stars will move from right to left, the Patriots from left to right. As you view it along your radio dial, will Kearney Catholic be able to control 6'6 senior Evan Lindblad while keeping David Boland covered? Patriots 16-2. Their defense has been outstanding, but these teams, I believe, are both going to want to get up and down the court here tonight. Adams Central beat Arcadia Loop City last night, while Kearney Catholic took care of Ravenna. We're ready to go, and the jump is in the air, and Adams Central trying to track it down to the backcourt, and they will to control the opening tip. Kearney Catholic will come out and pick up man-to-man, and the ball almost thrown away right away here for Adams Central. It actually went off a back over to Sittner. Stars trying to overplay the ball here, playing a pretty good matchup. Maybe a little something different here. Garrett Sittner gets it into the paint, needs some help, kicks it out to Boland, who can pop it from anywhere. He led him as a freshman last year. In the left-hand corner is Nelson. Back out to Boland between the circles. He's guarded by Brady Holtmeyer to start the basketball game. Hands it off to Wormstadt. Patient here on the opening possession for the Patriots. Coach Foster trying to direct traffic from the backcourt. Boland just decides to fire a three. It's off the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound is grabbed by Tyler Mestel. Outlet pass into the front court. They get it to Jackson, but he's underneath the hoop and walked with the basketball. We've seen that so much lately, that not just from Kearney Catholic, but a lot of teams in transition, the outlet pass is leading the offensive player too far. They end up getting trapped behind the backboard on the baseline where they can't get around. Defense catches up, and they run into trouble. Zach Jackson trying to pressure Bull into the backcourt. He'll fire it into the front court here to Garrett sitting there on the right side. Reverse it over on the left wing to Wormstadt. Scoreless in our first minute. Connor Nelson back over on the wing. Another long three, Wormstadt, and it's good. So Kyler Wormstadt with the first bucket of the ball game. And Adams Central with the 3-0 lead. Kearney Catholic not afraid to shoot threes, but neither team really shot it that well last night. Most of the schools were off for a couple of days, and you could kind of tell the effects. Mestel looked at a three, drives to the left elbow, down the key, jump stop, got hand checked on the way up. Foul will be called on Connor Nelson. Two free throws coming up for Tyler Mestel, who percentage-wise is the best free throw shooter for Kearney Catholic at 70% on the season. Decent crowd on hand, but not overwhelming by any stretch of the imagination, as the first free throw by Mestel is up, and it is no good. Adams Central was knocked off in the semifinals last year by Donovan Trumbull. And we had a lane violation here on Adams Central, so Mestel's going to get to shoot the first free throw over. It's on the way, and it is still no good. Second one coming up. Mestel gets the basketball, dribbles it three times, puts it up, and it is good. So he's able to get one of the two, and the Stars are on the board 3-1. In the backcourt, Mestel goes for the steal, and it's out of bounds as he tried to get it to David Bolin. And that's the thing about Adams Central. They will have seen at least this good of a defense earlier in the year. Long pass this time. They'll just fire it into the front court. Connor Nelson swings it over the right side. Lindblad can handle it for a big guy. Drives in. Turnaround jumper from four. Overmasker is good. Evan Lindblad makes it 5-1 in favor of Adams Central. A minute 45 into the ball game. With it is Masker trying to deny the three. We've got a good man-to-man defense here by the Patriots. Jackson into the lane. Right-hand scoop shot got fouled. Adams Central fans didn't like it. And again, that might have been one that was more shoving in the chest than it was going for the block shot. It'll be on Evan Lindblad, his first in the team, second. And Zach Jackson will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Elsewhere tonight, it's pretty quiet as the free throw is up and in. It's a high school night. Hastings College, UNK, the Huskers are all off tonight. Second free throw, Jackson, up and it is in. So Zach hits them both. Stars have three free throws, and they trail 5-3, 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Lindblad on the left wing, kicks it to the trailer, Sittner. Skip pass, right-hand corner, he'll go to Nelson. Nelson, good ball fake, now drives, switches hands, and lays it up and in. Connor Nelson able to get that quick first step, and now the Stars nearly throw it away. Holtmeyer grabs the tip. Lindblad is going to bump him a little bit, and we'll see a walk. Wasn't sure if they'd call a foul or a walk, but a travel on Kearney Catholic. It'll be their second. And the Stars will usually bring in four subs at a time early on, and this is the spot they do it. It's not because their starters are tired. It's just trying to win the matchup later on in the ball game. So Zach Jackson usually stays in, and he does. Bryce James, Cam Moore, Nathan Williams, and the freshman Matt Masker. Here's a three from the left-hand corner. Wormstadt, it's good. Kyler is 2-for-2 from downtown, and it's 10-3 here. Adams Central has quietly built a 7-point lead in the first 2.5 minutes. Stars looking for their first field goal. Jackson dribbling but not going anywhere on the right wing. He'll give it to Cam Moore, guarded by Bolin. Moore takes him to the baseline. Wanted a reverse layup, but Jackson got in his way, so he has to kick it out to Masker. James now top of the circle, dribbles right side of the key, into the corner to Jackson. Jackson drives again, draws the double team, throws it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Evan Lindblad. Lindblad to Bolin. Bolin down the middle of the floor with a left-hand dribble. Swings it into the right-hand corner. He's got two teammates there. Back to the left wing. Another three. Sittner up and in. Well, last night, Ravenna hit 0 3-pointers in 17 attempts. And tonight, Kearney Catholic's opponent, Adams Central, has hit three of their first four. And they lead it by 10. With it is Bryce James. Into the corner, Williams. Nathan, he'll try a three. It's good. Williams with an outstanding game last night, maybe the best of his young career, and he'll start it off here with a three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic will be called with a hand-check foul on the way up at midcourt. Adams Central will bring Luke Goldenstein in, and Holtmeyer back in for the Stars, and Matt Masker will check out. The foul called on Zach Jackson, the first on Kearney Catholic. Adams Central 13, Kearney Catholic 6. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Boys semifinal action. They were supposed to play last night and then the girls Friday this year, but because of the weather, everybody playing tonight. On the left-hand dribble, trying to take it to the baseline. Connor Nelson kicks it out. Another long three, but that's an air ball from Sittner. It's saved in, but it's into the hands of Bryce James. James' outlet pass to Williams. He got shoved. Oh, they're just going to call him out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will be incensed on this one. He got shoved while he was in the air. Kind of like if you were going for that's great in football. Go up, make the catch, shove him out of bounds. Great play. Here, Kearney Catholic called out of bounds. Third turnover. Coach Scott Carlin saying, hey, my guy got shoved. And the referee obviously is not going to agree with that. So Adams Central will get the ball back. Playing solid in the first 4 minutes of the game. The Patriots have hit three threes. James bumping off of Wormstad as he brings it into the front court. Hands it to Nelson. Between the circles, they'll go to Goldenstein. 13-6, Patriots with the lead. Shoved out to midcourt. Wormstad almost went over and back. They're letting the Stars bump them a little bit here. Jackson trying to clear space over to Goldenstein. 10-footer no good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Outlet pass Holtmeyer. It's 2-on-2. Brady takes it into the lane. Tries to draw the foul. No call. But the scoop shot does go. Holtmeyer with the bucket. And Cale Plake has checked into the ball game. He was trying to stand his ground, look for a charge. 13-8 now. 5-point lead. Stars with the last two buckets. Wormstad give and go. They'll overthrow it and out of bounds. Made one too many passes there. A little pick and roll. Got it into the hands of Goldenstein, who then tried to fire it to the backside to Plake, and it went out of bounds. And now we'll see the first turnover for Adams Central and multiple substitutions. Adams Central saying, hey, I need out. Grabbing the jersey. Into the ball game, Dylan Steinkruger is the only new face. Plake is staying out there with Lindblad, Sittner, and Bolin. Kearney Catholic will get Pierce back into the game. Over to James. Off the high screen, trying to find John Masker. He'll get it to Pierce on the weak side. Down low, Holtmeyer comes off a screen. Lindblad recovers and blocks the shot, and then we've got a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic. Good recovery by Lindblad to come over and get the rejection. And back into the ball game after about a 10-second rest is Wormstad for Adams Central. Kearney Catholic ball into John Masker, left corner. On the block, double-teamed is Holtmeyer. Up top to Mestel. He'll give it to Pierce, well out on the right side of the key. He'll start to drive and fall down. Then he'll throw it off a Patriot and out of bounds. Fell to the ground, and there's no travel call. That used to be automatic. So the Stars get a break there. Mestel to inbound it from the sideline, throws it out to midcourt to Bryce James. James to the high post. Ball fake. Then he has his shot blocked from the side and out of bounds. Getting a hand on that was Sittner. Stars to throw it in again, trailing by five, but they've scored the last five. Underneath the Holtmeyer, working on the big fella Lindblad. Switches hands, left-handed scoop shot up and in. Holtmeyer used his right arm to guard him off and flipped it up with the left hand, and it's 13-10 Adams Central as the Stars have scored seven in a row. Mestel out, bodying up again. They're not just going to let him do it all day. He was in foul trouble last night. He's going to get fouled here. The first one on Mestel. Second team foul. Good job by Wormstad out there to just keep the ball in the opposite hand and let him bang on him till the whistle blows. 2:24 to go here in the first quarter, 13-10 in favor of Adams Central. They'll throw it into the backcourt. Ball between the circles, Wormstad guarded by Cam Moore. Pierce gets shoved to the ground on a screen, gets himself back up. The ball doesn't come over there, though. Wide open was Nelson. Instead, Wormstad will dump it down to Lindblad, left block, guarded, got his man in the air, turnaround jumper from six off the glass and in. Second bucket for Lindblad. 15-10, Adams Central. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Moore brings it into the front court, guarded by Sittner. Back cut, Pierce. He missed the layup. Good play, but couldn't finish. Rebound brought down by Wormstad. He'll push it up the floor, weaving between one, two, three players, and Cam Moore reached in and grabbed him. First foul on Moore. Third foul on Kearney Catholic. Back into the ball game for Kearney Catholic. John Masker for Adams Central. Plake. Plake at 6'3", Lindblad at 6'6", definitely the tallest players on the floor. They'll lob it into Plake at the top of the circle, hand it off to Sittner. Bolin on the bench right now. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Excuse me, there's Bolin. I missed him. Bolin's three is no good. Rebound brought down by Nelson. Inside, Plake, turnaround jumper, up and in. The one-hand right-hander rolls over the rim, and after the Stars cut it to three, the Patriots get back-to-back buckets, up 17-10. Moore into the front court to Williams. Finds the cutter, Holtmeyer. Goes for the pump, but Plake, pump fake, and Lindblad doesn't bite. Shot no good. Jackson gets the rebound. Nobody to pass it to, turns it over. Bolin pushes it up the floor. Over to Sittner. Patriots could get those seven right back. Looking for a three-pointer is going to be Plake. Stars are all over him. Between the circles with it, Sittner. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 17-10. Adams Central has led the whole way. In the corner, Bolin. Couldn't grab it cleanly, so he'll get rid of it. Lindblad pops out side the three-point arc. Now a ball screen to the baseline. There's a bump. There's a shot. They're going to say it's before the shot. Arnie Catholic throwing the old hip in there on Zach Jackson. Good call. That's his second foul. And Mestel and James in for the Stars for Adams Central, Steinkruger, and Goldenstein. Adams Central will inbound it underneath their own hoop. And they've got too many players on the floor. And finally, tracking off there will be Nelson. So the Patriots will box the lane on the inbounds. Throw it out to Steinkruger, left side of the key. Over to Sittner, open three, hits the front of the rim and goes in. Second three for Sittner. Fourth three in the first quarter and seven in a row by Adams Central. They are up 10 again at 20-10. 35 seconds more. Gives it on the right wing to Mestel. Skip pass to Bryce James. Drives the left baseline into the double team. Out to Williams. Williams, left-hand dribble, 360 in the lane. They'll say he walked. Good call again. His fifth, or the fifth turnover on the Stars. Adams Central has one. And back into the ball game, Kyler Wormstad for the Patriots. 24 seconds. They'll get a chance to probably play for the last shot. And walking the ball up the floor for the Patriots will be Bolin. Get it into the hands of Wormstad. Stars stay man-to-man. Hard pick and roll. They'll get a nice pass down low to Goldenstein, but he doesn't take the shot. Back out Wormstad. Swings it into the corner. Open three. Bolin. That one won't go. Rebound brought down, but standing out of bounds was Garrett Sittner. Good hustle. Just could not keep his feet in. 5 seconds to go, and Adams Central will set up defensively. Kearney Catholic a chance to throw one up here. Mestel looking deep. He's going to have to go short to Moore. Cam's at midcourt with threes. Triple teamed. A left-hander from half court. Off the glass of the rim. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Adams Central 20. Kearney Catholic 10. You're listening to the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Boys Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to high school basketball in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. We're ready to go to the second quarter. And it'll be Adams Central basketball leading it by 10. They hit three of their first four threes, got up 13-3. The Stars scored seven in a row to cut it to 13-10. And then the Patriots scored the next seven in a row to end the quarter. So they're back up 10, 20-10. Sittner and Wormstad have each hit two threes, so they've got six apiece. Kearney Catholic has four from Brady Holtmeyer. Trying to open the lane for the drive, Sittner kicks it into the corner. Wormstad back out top to Nelson. The original five starters out there for the Patriots to begin the second quarter. There was a lot of subbing in and out in that first quarter. Like their first possession of the game, the Patriots being patient into Lynn Blatt. Double team, throws it up top, and it's over the head of Sittner, and it'll go out of bounds. Just the second turnover for the Patriots. Kearney Catholic has five. Rebounds, had a lot of made shots, so four for the Stars, three for the Patriots. Adams Central was 4 of 7 from three-point land. Kearney Catholic, 1 of 1. And that was from Nathan Williams. Matt Masker will take the inbounds pass here. He's at the top of the circle, uses his dribble up to Pierce. To Williams, bounce pass, ricochets right back to him off of Lindblad. Nathan swings it over to John Masker, got an open three. The lefty fires, and it spins out. No good. Ball tipped around, back into the hands of Jackson, and Zach will lay it up off the glass, left block, and score. Offensive putback for the Stars, 20-12 Patriots. They're going to need a lot of those tonight. They're just not a jump shooting team. They don't take jump shots unless they're three-pointers. Between the circles, looking for the pick and roll. They'll get it to Bolin, fakes the three. One step to the left, fires the three and hit it. David Bolin with his first bucket of the ball game, the fifth three of the game, and it's 23-12. Patriots by 11. Winner plays tomorrow at 4 against the Wood River Ord winner, which is also going on in the second gym here at Adams Central. On the left wing, Pierce, spin move, nice job, lays it up and in. The 360 spin lost his defender and everybody else. And it looks like they'll blow the play dead, and evidently one of the Kearney Catholic guys must have punched it away when it came through the net. So a warning for delay of game. You do it again, you get a technical foul. 23-14 in favor of Adams Central. At the end of the first quarter, the Elm Creek boys lead Wilcox-Hildreth 5-3 in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN Radio. Another three, Bolin, and another three, good. 26-14, Adams Central firing it from downtown. Their sixth three of the first half. And we've only played 10 minutes. Williams to the right elbow, draws the double team. Back cut, Pierce. Pierce just throws it off a leg, but can't get it out of bounds. It's going to be stolen away, and then Pierce just reaches in and commits the foul. Harrison was complaining that the ball was kicked. They won't call that if you throw it off their foot. And then he just reached in and committed the foul. So he is going to check out of the ball game. On the floor for Adams Central, it'll be Nelson to throw it in. You've got Plake into the backcourt. They'll go to Wormstadt. Lindblad stays in along with Bolin. And the Patriots, solid, solid first 10 minutes, up 26-14. High pick and roll. Bolin again fakes the three, has room. Comes to the right baseline, cut off by Moore. Lobs it back out top to Nelson. Nelson between the circles, and they'll set it up again to Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt calling for the ball screen. Doesn't get it. James on him. Right side, Nelson. Everything outside the arc. Ball tipped away by Mestel, but Nelson got it back. Over to Wormstadt. Adams Central can be patient if they need be. Into Lindblad. He's got a leaner in the lane. It's no good. Ball's loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic as Brady Holtmeyer gets the tie-up. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We will take a look at the first half stats, get you ready for our second game here tonight, and keep you up to date on the other scores that are going on around the area tonight. Twin Valley Girls up the road at Kennesaw. Southern Nebraska playing tonight as Jackson loses the ball on the dribble, and it is picked up by Bolin. Seventh turnover for the Stars, and off to the races. Bolin into the corner. Wormstadt shuffles the feet, gets set for the three. It's no good. Rebound tipped out into the corner. Stars trying to save it, but it ends up in the hands of Bolin after it's thrown back in twice, and then they turn it over. Up ahead to James. Foul going to be called on the Patriots, trying to run it down. That got 10 players all over the floor. It'll be just the third foul of the half here on Adams Central, and the first of the game on Wormstadt. 26-14, Adams Central. They are on a 13-4 run. 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Moore to take it out underneath his own basket for Kearney Catholic. Bounce it in underneath the Mestel. He had a little bump, forced it up anyway. No good. Went over the top, got his own rebound. A foul will be called this time on Adams Central. They're definitely let them bang off each other underneath. And Mestel will go to the line to shoot two. He hit the first point of the ball game for the Stars. He's 1 of 2 at the line. The foul is on Garrett Sittner. his first. And Mestel puts the free throw on the way, and it is too strong, no good. Second free throw now coming up for Mestel. Takes his time, puts this one up, and it is good. So Mestel able to cozy home the second one. 26-15 Adams Central. Baseball pass into the front court. They've got a two-on-one and an offensive foul called on Luke Goldenstein. Moore was posted up on the block. Goldenstein wanted to do the little bump into him, and he just did it a little too strong. And for Luke, that'll be his first personal foul. Kearney Catholic basketball down by 11. The winner will play tomorrow at 4, and so will the loser. The winner's in this gym, and the consolation game in the older gym here at Adams Central. Left-hand corner, dribbling in, trying to get a shot. Nothing there. Holtmeyer up top. Jackson for three. It's too strong. Long rebound comes out to David Boland. His second. Into the front court, he'll bring it. Swing it over to Steinkruger. Steinkruger looked to the corner and did not go to Wormstadt. Instead, they'll bring it out between the circles. Boland hands it off to Sittner. Sittner, pick and roll. Stars switch defensively. Over to Boland outside the arc. Ball fake left corner. Drives the baseline to the double team. Kicks it back out for a three. Wormstadt won't go this time. Nobody grabs the rebound. It rolls all the way back out to Kyler, who comes into the lane and then loses the ball out of bounds as he went up for the layup. And at every break, we're getting multiple substitutions into the contest. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Trailing 26-15. Adams Central's actually kind of stuck on 26 here for a little while. Stars trying to close the gap before halftime. John Masker back in. Off the screen. Three. Lindblad switches. Evan blocks the shot. They'll come out of there with a basketball. Sittner doesn't have numbers, so he stops. Fires it to Lindblad, who gets it to Boland. Neither team has used a timeout so far in the game. 3 minutes, first half, 26-15 Adams Central. Boland off the high pick. Switched on by Masker. Swings it over for a quick three. Connor Nelson, it's up and in. The seventh three of the first half. And this is against man-to-man. The Stars aren't playing zone. 29-15, Adams Central. Holtmeyer straight away, 17-footer. It's off the iron, no good. Boland with the rebound. So the Stars shooting woes continuing here tonight. Not Adams Central, another three. All the way down and out, Nelson. Got robbed on that one. The rebound brought down by Nathan Williams. He'll give it off to Jackson in the front court. Boy, that was a good look over there for Nelson. To the left elbow, Holtmeyer. Bounce pass down low. Found Pierce. Pierce always working in there. And Harrison will get the layup to go. His second bucket of the quarter. 29-17 Patriots. And our first timeout of the game will be called here by Adams Central. Coach Zach Foster thinks this final 2-12 he can get a bigger lead, so they'll take the timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. It's Adams Central 29, Kearney Catholic 17.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Welcome back to Adams Central as we head into the final 2-12 here of the first half. Adams Central on the inbounds, tries to dump it into the corner and then into Lindblad, and he'll be fouled. Stars reach around and commit the personal foul. It is only the fifth foul, though, of the half. The second on Tyler Mestel. Adams Central ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it out to Boland, guarded by Masker, trying to take that dribble hand that Dominant hand away. He'll give it off to Connor Nelson. Nelson to Wormstedt. A lot of screen and roll back to Bolin for the three. That one won't go for him. Tyler Mestel with the box out for the Stars. He'll get his third rebound. Up the floor quickly, Pierce into the corner to Masker. Ball fake. They leave him. He'll shoot the three, and it's in. John Masker, who did not score last night, gets his first bucket of the ball game here tonight. 29-20 your score. Stars cut the lead inside single digits. Adams Central trying to change that, try to lob it inside. It's got too much air under it, and stepping around Lindblad will be Mestel to get the steal. Up to Masker, forces the shot, too strong. Rebound brought down by Adams Central and Dylan Steinkruger. Lindblad will hand it off to Wormstedt. Into the front court, Bolin fakes the three in transition, drives the baseline, trying to poke it away from behind, and a foul. And that's going to be number three on Tyler Mestel. He had foul trouble last night, and that's his third with 1:17 to go here in the first half. Kearney Catholic will bring Holtmeyer in his place. And they'll say that's the seventh team foul, which is correct. So at the line will be David Bolin. First free throw attempt of the night for Adams Central. Kearney Catholic is 4 of 6 from the line. 29-20 Patriots. Bolin now ready to shoot the front end of the 1-1. Nearly an 80% free throw shooter. It's up and in. Has a little unusual shooting style. Kind of cups it with that right hand, the shooting hand. Second free throw now. On the way and rattles in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. 30-20 Patriots. 1:15 to go here in the first half. Pierce pulls up at the top of the circle. Back cut. Holtmeyer does a good job just to grab the ball. Tries to pass it to Williams, but stepping into the passing lane, Connor Nelson makes the steal. Eighth turnover for the Stars. Nelson coast to coast. Runner good. Nelson got by his defender and sprinted to the other end. 32-20 Adams Central. Stars into the front court. Bryce James gives it to John Masker. In the paint, Pierce back to Masker. The cutter in the lane. A lot of traffic, but Masker gets the runner to go from six. And for John, he's got 5 points now. 32-22. Will the Patriots hold for one? There's 35 seconds to go. Bolin over to Sittner. Stars playing man-to-man, but sagging just enough. Over to Wormstedt. He drives into the paint, tries to make the pass. It's deflected, but grabbed by Goldenstein. Doesn't want it, kicks it out into the corner. Three on the way, and it is no good. Wormstedt, offensive rebound brought down by Goldenstein. Out for another three, and it is in, this time by Connor Nelson. There is still 8 seconds to go. Masker into the front court with six to Bryce James. Back to Masker. Ball fake, gets to the free throw line. Shot at the horn is good for John Masker, but Adams Central doing what they do, scoring points. Last night they were held to 26 in the first half because Loup City really slowed it down early, and they were held to 46 points total in that win, or 45 points total in the 45-33 win. They've already got 35 here in the first half. Halftime of the boys' semifinals, the top seed, Adams Central, leading the 5 seed, Kearney Catholic, 35-24. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report comes your way after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Adams Central High School, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half in our boys' semifinal, It's Adams Central 35 and Kearney Catholic 24 in the older gym here at Adams Central. They're also at half, Ord 27, Wood River 19. That ball game at the half, so an upset going on between the 2 and 3 seeds over there. Ord lost to Wood River by 4 earlier this season, and so not a surprise that that would be a close game. Also at the Viero Events Center and on ESPN 1460 and 1550, we are at halftime. It's Elm Creek, the 5 seed, leading the number 1 seed, Wilcox-Hildreth, 19-14 at the half. Wilcox-Hildreth beat Elm Creek last month 51-49. The second game there will have Amherst taking on Pleasanton. Amherst beat Pleasanton earlier in January. So those games are going on ESPN Radio. Next here, it will be the girls' semifinals. We will have the Kearney Catholic Ord game right here on Classic Hits 98.9. And the other girls' game will be St. Paul and Centura in the older gym. Centura, the 2 seed, beat St. Paul last week 52-35. And they will get a rematch, or 52-33, a rematch tonight after St. Paul hit 9 three-pointers in their win, scoring 64 points, beating the Adams Central girls last night. We'll take a break, be back with our first half stats and more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
Welcome back to Adams Central High School, where we are at halftime. 35-24 is your score. The Patriots in the lead. For Kearney Catholic, Bryce James, 1 rebound. Tyler Mestel has 2 points on a pair of free throws. He has 3 rebounds. Zach Jackson, 4 points and 3 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 4 points, 1 rebound. John Masker leads the way. Took him a while to get going. All 7 of his points, though, were in the last 3 minutes of the half. Harrison Pierce, 4 points, 1 rebound. And Nathan Williams has hit a 3-point bucket. He has 1 rebound here in the contest. Kearney Catholic had 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw line, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, Tyler Mestel, 3, Zach Jackson, 2. Kearney Catholic had 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. At the half, the Stars have 24 points, 10 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from three-point land, and 8 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the first half numbers for the Patriots of Adams Central right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With 2 pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Adams Central Patriots. They knocked down 7 three-pointers here in the first half, and that's 21 of their 35 points. We look at Garrett Sittner. He hit a couple of threes, 6 points, one block shot. Dylan Steinkruger has one rebound. David Bolin has hit 2 threes. He's got 7 points, 3 rebounds. Connor Nelson actually leads the Patriots tonight. He has 10 points in the first half. He's also hit a couple of threes, one rebound. Kyler Wormstad has hit a couple of threes. So they actually have hit 8 three-pointers here. Wormstad, 6 points and 2 rebounds in the first half. 1 rebound for Luke Goldenstein. Cale Plake, 2 points. And Evan Lindblad, 4 points, a rebound, and 2 block shots. 3 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They've only been to the line once, going 1 out of 2. 3-point shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, and 4 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first and 4 in the second. Patriots have nobody with more than 1 foul. Adams Central had 20 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, 35 points, 9 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 8 of 16 from the 3-point line, 50% here in the first half, 2 blocks and 5 turnovers. Adams Central 35 and Kearney Catholic 24. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. In the old gym, it is Ord 27, Wood River 19. Here, it's Adams Central 35, Kearney Catholic 24. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda with you here at Adams Central on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're ready to start the second half of play, and Adams Central will get the basketball, leading it 35-24. Let's look at our seeds to success, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. Well, if Adams Central keeps shooting 50% from three-point land, there's not much you're going to be able to do from Kearney Catholic's side, and that's against the man-to-man. Adams Central needs to continue to move the ball like they have been, a solid, about as good as you could play first half, no foul trouble. And I think that's where Kearney Catholic has to be careful. Don't get into foul trouble. You're going to have to force, or not force, you're going to have to hit a couple of threes. But they've got to find a way to take some jump shots instead of just running down the lane and throwing it up, which works for them, but they don't have a height advantage tonight. And to start the second half, a three-pointer by Garrett Sittner, and that is the 9th of the ball game here for Adams Central, and they equal their largest lead, 38-24. Our seeds to success brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Up top, Holtmeyer. Both teams with their original starting five. Mestel, Jackson, Holtmeyer, Masker, and Pierce. Inside, Jackson. Lost the handle, got it back. Takes the shot. It's up too strong. Lindblad will get just his second rebound of the basketball game. It's Sittner, Bolin, Nelson, Wormstad, and Lindblad for the Patriots as they fire another three. That one won't go. Rebound brought down by Harrison Pierce. And he throws it away on the outlet. That'll be the 9th turnover for Kearney Catholic. 5 for Adams Central. So Adams Central is better in every single category right now. They have shot less free throws, but they haven't needed them. They don't go inside much. In the corner, Boland. Master gets out on him, overran him. Boland drives, throws it into the right corner. Nelson for another three. That one won't go. Rebound comes back out to Boland. Second opportunity here. Another three, and it is up and in from deep at the top. Three-pointer by Garrett Sittner. Back-to-back threes for Sittner here to start. And they've already shot four threes in the first minute 10. They've made two. 41-24, Holtmeyer. He'll dribble drive and score. Kearney Catholic wants to do it that way, and it'll be hard to catch up. But you have to think the steady turtle might catch the rabbit here tonight if the Patriots do nothing but shoot three-pointers. Crossover dribble. Now Nelson drives. Little hand in the back. No whistle. It sets and spins on the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Holtmeyer. Up the floor to Jackson. Has to stop and give it to Pierce on the left wing. Back out Jackson against the Adams Central man-to-man. John Masker tries to catch it with one hand, and that doesn't work. It falls out of bounds. Turnover number 10. So the two turnovers are unforced turnovers here by Kearney Catholic in the first 2 minutes. Scott Carlin has talked about that throughout the season, and Adams Central is going to make you pay for every single one of them. The Patriots looking so good right now. A lot different than last night. Give and go, left elbow jumper will not go that time by Sittner. And as Holtmeyer comes out of there with the rebound, we've got a whistle and a foul called on the Patriots and David Boland. That'll be the first on Boland. First foul on either team and a half. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. 41-26, Adams Central with the lead. Kearney Catholic with the basketball, and Cam Moore will bring it up. James is back in there. Cam Moore on the left wing to the elbow. Fakes it, gets around Lindblad, got him in the air, scoops it up, did a lot of work, but Cam Moore scored his first bucket of the game. He had the game winner last night at Ravenna. 41-28, Patriots by 13. James over pursues, Wormstead at the top of the circle, rotated around Boland in the corner, another three, Sittner, and it's good. Three for three for Garrett Sittner, and it's 44-28. He's hit five threes in the game. Holtmeyer takes it at Lindblad again. They're trying to get a foul. They do. It's not going to be on Lindblad. Looks like Boland might have come in there late. Two free throws coming up. Well, they will call it on Lindblad. Second on Evan. First Patriot with multiple fouls. And now Brady Holtmeyer will go to the line to shoot two. Again, Kearney Catholic or girls will be next as the free throw is no good. Kearney Catholic has dominated all of their conference opponents this year. Ord fell to Kearney Catholic in the first meeting way back in December, 66-33. Kearney Catholic has dropped a couple of games since then, but Ord has played a lot better. The Ord girls have won six of their last seven, seven of their last eight now, and their only loss was in overtime by one to Boone Central. As the second free throw is good by Holtmeyer, that'll make it 44-29. Stars trying to press on the inbounds. Boland outlet pass into the front court. Nelson, ball slapped away. Mestel with an athletic play. Comes off the glass, grabbed by Cam Moore. Stars get it into the front court. Mestel gets shoved. Foul called on the Patriots. It's going to go on Wormstadt, his second, and the team's third. Stars will take it out underneath. Cam Moore to throw it in. Kearney Catholic boxing the lane. Adams Central subbing in late, and they'll let him do it. Plake, that was the buzzer after the Stars had it, so no problem. And then Plake commits a foul. They dumped it right in on the block to Nate Williams. And as he goes up, Plake fouled him. And for Kale, that'll be his first. Two free throws for Williams. His first attempts of the ball game. He hit a three-pointer in the first half for his only points. And the first of two on the way and good. 44-30, Adams Central, 4:57, long way to go, but Adams Central just steadily pulling away. We were at three, then we were at five, then we were at seven, then we were at 10. Now we're up to 15. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Plake. Up the floor come the Patriots. The trailer Boland, you can't leave him alone, and he'll bury the three. His third three. 10 points in the ball game now for Boland, 47-30. And the Patriots are burning the Stars, trying to trap and overplay the ball, which means somebody's open, which means the Patriots are doing a good job of rotating and moving the basketball around. They're back up by 17. Moore gives it on the right elbow to Williams. Williams, couple of dribbles, stays up top, now starts to attack. Left side of the key, throws it off the glass, no good. Jackson rebound, back up. It won't go, but he draws the foul. Two free throws here for Zach Jackson. 4:18 to go. Third quarter, the second foul on David Bolin. Five fouls already on the Patriots, none on the Stars, but the Stars aren't making their free throws. And here comes half the bench in. Five new players, two for Adams Central, including Steinkruger and back in Wormstadt. Staying out there will be Bolin, Sittner, and Plake. Kearney Catholic has Pierce, Moore, Holtmeyer, Matt Masker, and the second free throw is good, and Zach Jackson will check out for John Masker. 47-31, Adams Central with a commanding lead. Stars try to put pressure on, but they were late doing it, and that just plays into the Patriots' hands. Walk into the front court and get it to Bolin. Right side of the key, back to Bolin. Another three. It's good. 50-31. David Bolin showing why he's one of the top shooters, if not the top shooter in the conference. And a 19-point lead for the Patriots. Holtmeyer trying to lean in. Can't get the shot away to Matt Masker. Over to Moore. Moore to the high post. Still with the dribble. Into the corner to Masker. On the low block, Pierce, he doesn't have the height, tries to lower his shoulder and eventually throws it up, and Bolin blocks the shot and takes it away. Great job by Bolin to just stay there and get the basketball coast to coast. It's up and in. Will the Stars use a timeout? It looks like now down 21. They've decided not to. Bolin with eight in the quarter, 52-31. Pierce passes behind him. He's trying to run it down, and then he throws it off a leg, and it goes out of bounds off Adams Central. Into the ball game, Evan Lindblad and Connor Nelson. You just have to be very, very impressed here with what Adams Central's doing. They have made 13 three-pointers, and that's not all. They're doing everything else very well, frustrating the Stars. I mean, the Stars' 31 points right now isn't horrible for their pace. Masker, three steps. They let him get away with it. The shot is no good. Boy, rebound brought down by Evan Lindblad. It sometimes it looks like the NBA. Wormstadt tries to save the ball, throws it out here to Steinkruger, and a travel going to be called here on Adams Central. Their seventh turnover. 2:50 remains in the third quarter, 52-31, Adams Central. Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament have now reached the end of the third quarter, and they're all tied up at 27 on ESPN 1460, 1550. Williams thinking about a three, goes to Zach Jackson. He'll try the three, all net. Zach Jackson with his first three-pointer of the basketball game. Stars are not shooting many of them, but they have hit three of five. Not near what the Patriots are doing. Lindblad went in for the dunk, and he got fouled. They got it in the half-court set. Lindblad thought he could get the two-hand flush off the nice pass from Wormstadt, and he got nicked on the way up. Two free throws. Official trying to find who exactly committed the foul. There's no doubt he was fouled. Lindblad has not had to be a big portion of the scoring tonight with all those threes. The foul on Zach Jackson, his third. First of the half of the Stars, the free throw is up, and it is in by Evan. 53-34. Adams Central has played Ord, beat him 61-34 before Christmas. And the game before that was Wood River, 58-52 they won. Second free throw, good. Lindblad hits them both. Here in the third quarter, five threes, 1-2, and those two free throws, a 19-point quarter so far for the Patriots, 54-34. Kearney Catholic with a basketball. Bryce James brings it across the timeline. Stars need to do something here in the last 2:20 to give themselves any hope in the fourth quarter. Adams Central just keep doing what they're doing, and they're going to cruise home. Bryce James into the paint, kicks it out to Williams, drop step, then he backs into the paint, and he'll get bodied up. Will they call it a shot, though? Yes, they will. Nathan Williams will go to the line to shoot two. Coach Zach Foster didn't agree with that one. They are letting him take a lot of steps here in this second half. Wormstat with his third foul, sixth foul on Adams Central. So it's free throws the final 10 minutes for Kearney Catholic. But they aren't making a lot of them. Williams misses that one. 7 of 12 before that, so now 7 of 13. 3 of 7 here in the third quarter. Williams' second free throw, bouncing around, and it will go. 5 points now for Nathan Williams. 54-35, Adams Central. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Wide open Nelson. He doesn't have to take the three. He'll hit a 12-footer instead. A dozen points for Connor Nelson. 56-35, Patriots shooting over 50% here tonight against this Kearney Catholic man-to-man, which is usually pretty good and hasn't been bad tonight. That just shows you how well Adams Central's playing. Here's Williams for three. Deep down and back out, no good. Ball's tipped out, run down at midcourt by Goldenstein. Goldenstein into the trap to Sittner. He's wide open for another three, and that's too strong. Rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. Looks up the floor to James, trying to get a transition shot. Maskers three. John is short. And then we've got a jump ball. The arrow will point the way of Kearney Catholic, and Nathan Williams will grab it. 1:16 to go here in quarter number three. A lot of subs. Been a track meet here. Both teams trying to stay as fresh as they can. And now we're ready to go. John Masker to throw it in. Tries to force it in right underneath the hoop. Nate Williams was not open, and that shows on the turnover, number 12 for Kearney Catholic. Sittner brings it up on the left hand, guarded by John Masker. Top of the circle, now swings it over on the right side to Goldenstein in the corner to Bolin. Can't get anything off the screen, switches it back over to Sittner. 1 minute to go, third quarter, 56-35, Adams Central. They've led the whole way. Looking for a back cut to Goldenstein. In traffic, he'll lob it back out top to Nelson. Guarded by Bryce James, Nelson lowers the shoulder. Runs into the middle of the lane, throws it up, and the foul is called. Two free throws coming up here for the Patriots. Connor Nelson, his first trip to the line. Foul called on Brady Holtmeyer, his first. And it's up and in for Nelson. He's got 13 points in the game tonight. Connor Nelson, he only averages through the first 18 games about 5 points a game. Second free throw is good. And he's got 14 so far tonight. 58-35, 23-point lead. A 23-point quarter for the Patriots. Cam Moore trying to force the issue. Now he's trapped. Bounce pass to Holtmeyer in the lane. He'll shoot. He'll get the foul. He'll go to the line. Brady is one of two at the line, has 7 points. Second foul of the game on Cale Plake. And Holtmeyer's free throw is up and no good. You can kind of tell the stars have been deflated here as this third quarter has moved along. Holtmeyer's second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Brady hits one of two. And he's got 8 points, 58-36. Adams Central up the floor, has the ball knocked away. They'll have to try it again underneath their own hoop. Bolin to re-enter the ball game here for the Patriots. They might hold for the last shot. And why not? You're up 22. Get your guards in there. Handle the basketball. Kearney Catholic winners of 7 of their last 8 basketball games. With that loss coming to Hastings St. Cecilia. And it looks like that's exactly what the Patriots want to do, hold the ball for the last shot. Into the corner, Wormstatter, 14 seconds. Back up top, almost had it knocked away to Bolin. 8 seconds, he's 28 feet away, guarded by Cam Moore. Ball knocked away by Pierce, it's still loose. It looks like it's going to go out of bounds, and there's still 2 seconds to go. Last touch by Jackson of the Stars. Substitutions again with 2 seconds to go. Adams Central to throw it in. We'll try to lob it underneath. Starsot coming, but it goes to Wormstead. A three at the horn, and it's good, and that just sums it up. It is Adams Central's night as they tried to lob it underneath for Lindblad. The ball was knocked away on a good defensive play, but it got knocked away right to a wide-open Kyler Wormstead, who hit the three, the 13th three of the basketball game. The fifth, make it the 14th three of the basketball game. 61-36, Adams Central. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to high school basketball. We're here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. And with it, Adams Central to start the fourth quarter. And they have a commanding 61-36 lead. Here's a 15-footer Wormstead right off the get-go. It's no good. Rebound brought down by John Masker. Adams Central has such a comfortable lead, they're going to be able to rest some kids for tomorrow's final. Up top with it, Bryce James. Over to Moore. Moore drives the right baseline, runs right into the defender, and they'll call him for a charge. Second foul by Cam Moore. 14 out of 25 from three-point land, according to my book, for Adams Central, including 6 out of 9 in the third quarter. 15 for Sittner and Boland, 14 for Nelson, as they scored 26 last quarter. They even went 4 for 4 from the line, did the Patriots. They'll post up Lindblad on the block left side. Switch pass into the open corner. Another three. Wormstead, it is up. No good. And the rebound brought down by Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer outlet pass on his fifth board, but no transition. Stars can't beat the Patriots back. They're getting it all right tonight. Masker's going to take a 13-footer. It rattles in and out. No good. Jackson comes flying down the lane. His follow is no good. And Wormstead will get the rebound here for Adams Central. 61-36. They just keep shooting threes, and now they're starting to miss them off the front of the iron. Sittner. And the rebound comes out to Kearney Catholic. Bryce James outlet pass layup on the outlet to Zach Jackson. I think Coach Zach Foster wants to see his team work the ball a little bit. There's no reason to shoot threes now. You're just wasting possessions and giving Kearney Catholic more possessions. Work a little clock. Work your offense. Get this thing over and get your 17th win of the season. Lindblad outside the arc, comes to the right elbow, switch it over to Wormstead on the left wing. Up top, Boland, guarded by James, left-hand dribble to the elbow. And a hand check as Boland ends up on the floor. It'll be called on Bryce James, his first, fourth team foul. Adams Central brings Luke Goldenstein in. And the rotation of four for the Stars. On the floor, Jackson, Mestel, Matt Masker, Pearson, Williams. For Adams Central, Sittner, Goldenstein, Wormstead, along with Boland and Nelson. Pick and roll again to Boland. Boland to the left baseline. Well-guarded Jackson out to Sittner. Squares up, can't get the three, drives, puts up the elevated shot. Eight-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Harrison Pierce will grab the rebound. Pierce down the middle of the floor, gives it off in the corner. Jackson, spot up three. Zach off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Goldenstein. To the other end, coast to coast, and a hard foul will send Kyler Wormstead to the line to shoot two. At the end of three, it's Ord 31, Wood River 28 in the older gym here at Adams Central. 31-28 Ord with the lead. And now Ord is up 31-28 was what we were told. Now we have an update that it's 39-28. That communication from 100 yards is tough here. 39-28, that's correct. Ord leads 39-28 at the end of three over Wood River. Free throw was no good, Wormstadt, but he'll hit the second one. And Kyler now has 10 points. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic and Ord girls in the semifinals next. St. Paul and Centura will be in the old gym. The snowstorm caused all this delay, just like it did last year. And a three-pointer is up, and it is in by Zach Jackson, and a timeout will be called by Kearney Catholic, their first of the game. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank, 5:36 to go in the game. It's Adams Central 62, Kearney Catholic 41.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. 5.5 to go in a game. 62-41. Adams Central in control here in the semifinals. Ord up 11 over Wood River in the fourth quarter in the old gym here. And now we're seeing Adams Central starting to run some screens, run some clock here, doing the right thing, not throwing up threes. They've already shot 27 of them. Missed two in a row. They've got 14 makes. That's got to be close to a school record, if not. High post, and Pierce comes in and slaps the arm of Goldenstein. Second foul on Pierce. Fifth team foul on Kearney Catholic. Stars will sub four back in. And Adams Central will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Again, remember, for the first time ever, we will not go at 2, 4, 6, and 8 tomorrow. Adams Central decided that's not what they wanted to do, so the consolation games will both at 4. We'll have both boys' games are at 4, and then both girls' games are at 6. Inbounds pass. Bryce James steals it away. They threw it to midcourt, and James ended up being the first one there, and he takes it in and scores. Adams Central didn't go to the ball, and Bryce James did, so a first bucket for Bryce, 62-43. Adams Central into the front court here with Wormstadt. Stars trying to stay tight on the trapping man-to-man. Up top with it will be Plake. Now they're playing keep away. Almost a four-corner for the Patriots. 4.5 to go. Trying to run clock. Smart thing to do, but you don't want to go totally out of your offense. So Wormstadt drives, dumps it underneath. Goldenstein blocked. Out of bounds, and then they say it's last touch by Adams Central. Brady Holtmeyer and Zach Foster's going, what are you talking about? I don't care who it went off of. He fouled us. And he's right. Zach Foster didn't like that at all, and you know Zach does not get upset very often, and he's right. There should have been a foul. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Over to James. Crossover dribble on Wormstadt into the corner. Here's the three masker. It's contested, but that doesn't matter. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Williams. Another three. James rattles in and out. No good. And the board brought down by Wormstadt. Up the floor. James goes for the steal and runs over a man. That'll be Bryce's second foul, and Garrett Sittner will get up. And they say that that is the seventh team foul. It went from 5 to 7. So at the line to shoot the 1-1 is Garrett Sittner. He'll put it up, and it's bouncing around. Won't go. He hit 5 threes so far in the ballgame for his 15 points. John Masker with the board. Cam Moore gives it off to Holtmeyer outside the arc, left wing. Up top, Bryce James. Try to clear the lane if they can get some penetration. Ball screen to Holtmeyer. Free throw line guarded there by Plake. backs him in, now needs to get out of there, gives it to Moore. Moore into the maze, blocked by Bolin, taken away by Adams Central, and they won't run. They'll hold it down. 3.5 to go, and the Stars are going to clear the bench at the next break. This one's going to be over. They're going to clear the bench. Driving in is Plake, switches hands, right-hand scoop, no good. Holtmeyer with the rebound, pushes it up the floor, leaves it off into the left-hand corner for James, who drives the baseline, kicks it back out, Moore for three. It's good, and a timeout by Kearney Catholic after the made three-point bucket. 3:07 remains of the ball game. Kearney Catholic's clearing the bench. It is 62-46 Adams Central. We'll be back after this timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Start 2015 with new furnishings and save during the January clearance event on now at Furniture Direct. A four-piece bedroom set with dresser, mirror, nightstand, and a beautiful queen sleigh bed, only $5.99. Check out our selection of TV stands with a fireplace heater starting at only $3.99. Use our convenient 24-month interest-free financing on qualifying purchases. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Out of the 32nd timeout, Adams Central has kept a mixture of starters and reserves in the ball game. Steinkrüger, top of the circle, gets it down to the baseline, and it'll be Goldenstein. He'll find Wormstadt. Still out there is Sittner and also Plake, and we are going to have a foul called on the Stars. 2:37 remains at the end of the ball game. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, final stats, and then the girls' game. Now, that's not scheduled to start till 8. We'll see if that is indeed the case. Sometimes when it's not a true doubleheader, they will hold. The foul there was called on John Bach. And at the line, the 1-1 is no good for Wormstadt. And then the ball is grabbed by the Patriots, and another foul called. Goldenstein got the board. Now he's going to get to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. Foul on Braxton Bellamy. Also in there is Brock Kowalski, John Hoosman, as the free throw is up, and it is in. And Nathan Howe is in the ball game. Howe going to go play football here in Hastings at Hastings College. Second free throw now for Goldenstein on the way. And it's no good, and we've got a foul right away called on Adams Central. Braxton Bellamy is going to get to trot to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Adams Central has only scored 2 points in this entire fourth quarter. But when you're up 61-36, you can afford to do that. Braxton Bellamy now to try and get his name in a scorebook tonight. And the front end of the 1-1 is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Plake. They're all over him. He's able to hold the ball above his head until he can find a teammate. And he'll find that teammate in Sittner. Outlet pass stolen away. John Hoosman will come out of there with it and a foul. That's what you do not want to do if you're Adams Central. You want to play good man-to-man, but Coach Foster might almost put these guys in a zone so that they don't foul. It's the second on Garrett Sittner. 9 team fouls apiece. John Hoosman will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. Free throw up, and it's good. Hoosman will get the bonus. 63-47. 2:25 remains in the game. Second free throw by Hoosman on the way, and it is good. So Hoosman hits them both, and it's 63-48. It's as close as they've been in about 10 minutes. A 15-point deficit. Staying in the game to handle the point is Sittner. Now in is Dawson Eckhart. He's got it. Over to Steinkrüger. Between the circles to Plake, over to Sittner, trying to play keep away. As we approach the two-minute mark to go here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Fort Kearney Conference Tournament continuing on ESPN Radio. A tight one there between Elm Creek and the Wilcox-Hildreth boys. That'll be followed by Amherst-Pleasanton. And finally, we're going to get a timeout called by Adams Central, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Adams Central during the timeout. Looking to bring in a fresh face here. It's Jesse Grimmett into the ballgame, and they'll inbound it to him at the top of the circle. He'll draw the double team, give it to Eckhart. Patriots trying to play keep away, and Eckhart drives, and here's the double team. A foul will be called. John Bach, both teams now in the double bonus. And Dawson Eckhart will get a chance to get in the scorebook here. Get only 2 points in the quarter for Adams Central on a pair of free throws, but they were up 25. Now they're up 15. Make it 16 as it's right through there for Dawson. 5'10 sophomore. And a second free throw now for an Adams Central team that can score in the 70s. As the second one is no good, Nathan Howell get the rebound. Up the floor, Bach has it. Switches it over to Kowalski. Kowalski spin move in the lane, gets the shot away, rattles around and in. Brock, first shot, first bucket. 64 to 50, 90 seconds to go. Adams Central jump pass into the front court. Stars, Bellamy almost had the steal. Good job by Dylan Steinkruger. Then they foul him. Second on Bellamy. And at the line, Dylan Steinkruger. The New West postgame show will be coming up, and then Kearney Catholic and Ord girls. Free throw is on the way, and it is good. Steinkruger with his first point. Now checking in is Josh Pfeiffer for the Patriots. 1:20 remaining. Second free throw, no good. And Braxton Bellamy will get the rebound. Bellamy, nobody's there, so he'll bring it up himself. Dribble to the right wing. Try to get it down. Kowalski out in the corner. Bellamy fakes the three down to baseline. Puts up the one-hand runner. Sitting around the rim. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Josh Pfeiffer. And another foul called here on Kearney Catholic. Kowalski with his first. And will walk to the other end. 1:04 remaining, and the senior Pfeiffer will get a chance to shoot a pair of free throws. It was 20-10 at the end of one, 35-24 at the half, and Adams Central had made 14 three-pointers through the first three quarters. Free throws no good. Here comes Ben Kiyabasa into the ball game. Second free throw now, Pfeiffer up, and it's in. So Josh gets one of two. 66-50, 1 minute to go. Hoosman has it for Kearney Catholic into the paint. Double team, kicks it out to Bach. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound, jump ball underneath. Stars will have the arrow with Nathan Howe getting his second board. 54 seconds to go. Adams Central will go to 17-2. The Stars will fall to 12-8 again. They'll meet again in the final game a couple of weeks from Friday on the 20th, as the ball stolen away out front by Kiyabasa to the other end. The layup is good. And a senior who doesn't get to see a lot of playing time comes up with a nice play there. 68, he might get another steal. He's going to get another steal, two on three, and then it's stolen away from behind. He was trying to find a teammate to pass it to, and Howe got it back. 30 seconds to go. Bellamy over to Bach. Bach lobs it over to Howe. Howe wants to get a shot away, so he'll drive into the paint, take the runner, put it up, draw the hand check. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Nathan Howe, who's missed most of the season after football injury. And Howe now will go shoot a pair. The foul called on Jesse Grimmert. Down to 23 seconds remaining. And Howe will put the first free throw on the way. It's bouncing around, and it goes. 68-51. Biggest lead was 25 to start this quarter. Second free throw now for Howe. On the way, and it's too strong. Long rebound. Howe tries to follow his shot. It's loose on the floor. Pfeiffer, a tie-up. And it'll be Adams Central basketball. Now checking in, Cole Spady and Ethan Lang, a pair of sophomores for the final couple of possessions here. And the Adams Central fans can applaud. Patriots ready to throw it in. Spady looking, and he'll fire it in to Grimmett. He'll lob it into the front court to Lang. Lang dumps it into the corner. Backside, trying to get it underneath. The layup is good for Cole Spady. On a nice pass there from Kielbasa. 5 seconds to go. Stars get a three. It's going to come up short. It was partially blocked. Hoosman gets the rebound. He's blocked at the buzzer. And that is the end of the basketball game. Spady in there with the block off the Hoosman putback. And your final score, the Adams Central Patriots 70 and the Kearney Catholic Stars 51. We'll get you a final on the Ord Wood River game here as well, as that has concluded. And the final score, they're not quite there yet. It looks like we have 2:16 remaining. Ord leads Wood River 49-35, so it looks like it'll be Adams Central and Ord in tomorrow's final, while Kearney Catholic will be in the consolation game taking on Wood River. We'll take a break. Be back with the New West postgame show after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Thinking about putting up a storage shed or shop this year? Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware today to learn about the Astro Advantages and to request a free quote for a custom-designed building. Astro Buildings offer you quality materials and strong construction, along with experience and local crews. Call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 or find them on the web at buysquaredeal.com. That's 402-756-5881 or buysquaredeal.com. Astro and Square Deal Lumber and Hardware can help you protect your investments. Astro Buildings, since 1969.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. At New West, they've got certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Here's a look at the final numbers now for Kearney Catholic. Bryce James, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Brock Kowalski, 2 points. Nathan Howe, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Tyler Mestel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Zach Jackson led the way again tonight for the Stars with 13 points, 5 rebounds. Brady Holtmeyer, 8 points, 6 rebounds and a block. John Masker, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Harrison Pierce, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Braxton Bellamy, 2 rebounds. Cam Moore had 5 points. Nathan Williams had 5 points, 3 rebounds. And John Hoosman had 2 points and 1 rebound. 10 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 8 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, and 6 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 24 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and the Stars will finish with 51 points, 29 rebounds. 12 out of 21 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 14 turnovers. Stars will fall to 12-8 on the season, and they will play in the consolation game tomorrow against Wood River, and that ball game will get underway at 4 o'clock, and they have already played Wood River twice this year, the Eagles winning both of those by double digits. Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth, by the way, are going into overtime, tied at 41 on ESPN, 1460. And 1550. We'll be back and look at the numbers for Adams Central right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through December 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
And now let's take a look at the final numbers for Adams Central. Remember, for the starters, this was basically all done in the first three quarters. The 9 points they scored in the fourth were all mop-up and mostly from the free-throw line. Garrett Sittner hit five threes for his 15 points. He had a block shot. Dylan Steinkruger, 1 point, one rebound. David Boland, 15 points, four rebounds, two blocks. Connor Nelson, well above his average with 14 points tonight. He had one rebound. Kyler Wormstadt had 10 points and 4 rebounds. Dawson Eckhart, 1 point. Luke Goldenstein, 1 point, 4 rebounds. Cale Plake, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Ben Kiyabasa, 2 points. Evan Lindblad, 6 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Josh Pfeiffer, 1 point, 2 rebounds. And Cole Spady, 2 points and a block. 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 9 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 8 of 16 in the first half, 6 of 11 in the second half, nearly 65%. Adams Central's turnovers, 5 in each half. For the Patriots, 35 points in each half to finish with 70 points, 21 rebounds, 10 out of 18 at the free throw line, 14 out of 27 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, 10 turnovers, an extremely well-played game by Adams Central to improve to 17-2 with a 70-51 victory over Kearney Catholic. They will advance on to play Ord here on Classic Hits tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You've been listening to the New West Sports Report. Our post-game report has been brought to you by New West Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Schedule your appointment today. A couple of other updates. Ord wins 56-43, the final score. And on ESPN Radio, Wilcox Hildreth turns it around and scores all 12 points in overtime to beat Elm Creek 53-41. Up next there, it'll be Amherst and Pleasanton. We'll take about a 15-minute break, and then it's Kearney Catholic and Ord girls getting set to go here. Again, Kearney Catholic thumped Ord in the first meeting back in December, but the Lady Chanticleers have put together a heck of a run here as they have won 7 of their last 8 ball games. And they'll take on Kearney Catholic. And in tomorrow's matchup, Adams Central beat Ord 61-34 back on the 19th of December. We'll see how it plays out tomorrow. Again, the final score, Adams Central 70, Kearney Catholic 51. Keep it here. Kearney Catholic Ord girls coming up in 20 minutes.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.